Director Antoine Fuqua has made a name for himself with his work with Denzel Washington, most prominently in Training Day, but he also has a history of working with anti-heroes, specifically with Harvey Keitel and Bad Lieutenant, the film that put him on the map. Magnificent Seven is an interesting remake. For one, it's one of the great westerns of all time. It comes out as a result of a time when Hollywood was just experimenting with the anti-hero in film narrative, and that is the main characters who cross the line between being lawmen who enforce the rules, as all previous westerns had done, and of course at a time when the U.S. government and the role in the Vietnam War was being questioned, it became okay to sort of celebrate people that didn't necessarily enforce the law. And so Magnificent Seven sort of towed the line between both. What you had was a bunch of convicts and criminals who were tasked with enforcing the law. And this ragtag bunch is rebooted by Antoine Fuqua with by their own admission, every kind of Western stereotype on the map. There's a black guy, a white guy, an Irish guy, a Chinese guy, an Indian, and a Mexican. Or, as they say in the film, a Texican, which goes to the history of Texas, whether you actually agree with that term or not. But it was a term that was used. And really, the film takes these actors and makes use of the great panoramic sweeping views of the Old West. It is you could almost imagine, they don't mess with Elmer Bernstein's 1960s soundtrack, the score rather, that really would be like remaking The Godfather and changing the music, so that was smart that they didn't change that. But there's a lot of people shot in the movie, a lot. And really, the question as to why it was remade is really the only thing that this film has going against it. Everything else about it is good. It's not really needed because the original still holds up so well. But again, the excellent... I guess when you look at all of the films released that aren't good, the fact that a remake of a fantastic film, which is remade as a good film, and definitely one worth your time seeing if you enjoy Westerns and if you enjoy Denzel or the characters in the film. There's even a Haley Bennett has a nice sort of star turn. She's got this and Girl on the Train out at the same time, and she's, I guess, at the moment, she's everywhere. She's not nearly as unclothed in this film as she is in Girl on the Train, which, again, this is essentially a PG movie if it weren't for all the people being shot, which shows the obsession with sex and not so much with violence in American culture. But to place this in the context of 2016 seems a little off. It really is a 1960s movie, but with 2016 actors.